Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the Sanford Pentagon, the site of tonight's NCAA Division II Central Region Championship. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcats come in at 25-6, and they will face the Minnesota State Moorhead Dragons. They come in with a 34-3 record. Along Meg Water, I'm John Coffey. Matt, when these two teams started out their season back in Maryville, November 14th, there were 265 Division II schools playing basketball. Tonight we're down to 16.
That's exactly right. And, you know, after seeing that game, I don't know that we would have predicted a rematch of these two teams at this point in the season, but after we've seen this season play out for these two teams, it's not a big surprise. Both of them have played really good basketball, and I think both teams have come a long way since November 14th as well.
In that first matchup, it was Minnesota State Moorhead with a victory over Northwest, winning that one 75-66. Matt, one thing that we didn't know after that first game was that the Bearcats found a pretty good answer at the point guard spot to Deshaun Cooper and the freshman Justin Pitts.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, that's another thing when you compare that matchup to this one. You think about how long and how many games each team has played. Pitts came in as a freshman. Well, he's basically a sophomore now, and everybody's a year older, a year wiser, and a year better from the first time around that these two teams played. So I've heard a lot of talk about that first matchup and trying to compare, but I don't know that you really can and get an accurate gauge of what might happen here tonight.
For the Bearcats, coming off a win in the semifinals as they defeated the host school in this tournament, Augustana. Meanwhile, it was Minnesota State Moorhead knocking off the defending NCAA Division II national champions and a member of the MIAA in Central Missouri in the semifinals. Again, it's Northwest and Minnesota State Moorhead. We're back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinnie Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the Sanford Pentagon, Northwest and Minnesota State Moorhead going through their pregame warm-ups with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Matt, one thing we know about this Moorhead team is they can score a lot of points and a lot of points in a hurry. They used a 20-2 run essentially toward the late portions of the first half against Central Missouri to open up that matchup with the Mules.
That's exactly right. They're just kind of like a lot of the teams in the NSIC. They're very good at scoring the basketball. But one thing Augustana found out the other night is when you go up against a really good defense, it's a lot tougher to score the basketball. And that's something that was a strength of that Augustana team, was being able to score in bunches and score a lot of points. But when Northwest slows the pace down, they control the pace of the game, and they play good, solid defense. Really makes it tough to score from anywhere, whether it be the perimeter or inside or whatever they want to try to do.
One thing with the Dragon team that's a little bit different from other Northern Sun teams, they play a little bit better defense than the other teams in the Northern Sun, although it's a kind of a sagging type of defense that can cause some teams some problems.
Yeah, that's exactly right, which means that if Northwest can hit some outside shots, that's going to change their defensive philosophy. We really saw Zach Schneider come on in the second half of that Augustana game and start to feel comfortable, hit some outside shots, some early shots like that out of Northwest, and not just Zach, but any one of the guys that can hit three, some early outside shots can really help against a defense like that.
Probably the biggest difference in the matchup the first time back on November 14th with Minnesota State Moorhead was that they held the Northwest to their lowest shooting percentage of the season, as Northwest shot just 31.4% from the field in that game.
Yeah, and I think another thing when you talk about a full season is the confidence level. I don't know that Northwest exactly had the confidence, obviously, with the first game of the year and some new faces and things like that. And, you know, even guys that were returning from last year that didn't play as big a role were stepping into bigger roles. So there's been a lot accomplished since that point, and I really would be surprised to see Northwest struggle like that again.
Northwest and Minnesota State Moorhead in the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingaLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden, Frederick, and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as Northwest gets set to face Minnesota State Moorhead in the championship game of the NCAA Division II Central Regional Tournament in Sioux Falls. And coach, team coming off an exciting semifinal win on Sunday evening with the host school in Augustana.
Yeah, we love those environments where there's a big crowd and all the pressure's against you, everybody's against you, and you know that's kind of what we thrive on. So it was an excellent game against an excellent team, a well-coached team, and we were excited to get the victory.
And another comfortable win, and you just really, I thought, more than big key, just stuck to your game plan all the way through.
Yeah, we did. You know, I thought the first half we actually executed a little bit better offensively and just didn't knock down shots. Second half we did. We were able to hit some of the shots we missed in the first and then hit some tough ones on top of it. So, you know, and then get enough stops to win the game.
have you spent the last day and a half or so with the time off between the semifinals and tonight's championship game?
Oh, I don't know. Just kind of you scout them. You get ready for the next opponent. Just sit around and wait, pretty much. It's not, you know, there's nothing really to do. And so you just sit and worry and wait, and you just wait for the game.
Now, you've got Minnesota State Moorhead tonight, the team that you open up the season with back at Bearcat Arena. So it should be a lot of surprises with what you see out there on the floor here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're similar to what they were. They've gotten a lot better defensively and even offensively. You know, they're pretty similar in what they do. They've just gotten better at what they do. And I think we're head and shoulders better than what we were when we faced them then. And hopefully that shows tonight.
What are some of the things that you might try to prepare for against Moorhead here tonight?
They're very, very good offensively. And then defensively, they just kind of bait you into early average shots, you know, and they don't really guard you, but they guard you and they protect the rim and they try to take away threes. And so they try to bait you in those 15-foot shots that, you know, are low percentage. And so our objective is to get uphill against them and get those high percentage shots. And then defensively, you know, they lead their conference in threes made. And so you're going to have to limit their three-point attempts.
Statistically, it looks like they play a little bit better defense than the other two teams you face out of the Northern Sun in this tournament.
Yeah, you know, I think statistically, percentage-wise, they do. You know, it's always misleading, you know, because they don't exactly get after you. They just kind of sag and just kind of bait you into bad shots. And so, you know, I think against the better teams in their league, they've had a difficult time guarding. But, you know, against some of the lower-level teams that just drive into your stuff, they don't have any issue guarding them.
How do they compare with the other teams in the Northern Sun offensively?
Oh, they're as good as any of them, if not better than any of them. You know, probably, you know, on the level of Mankato type, you know, where they've got all those shooters. Augustana's got so many weapons that they don't compare to that. They know their roles. You know, they're very defined in their roles, and they don't go outside of it. And they're a really good basketball team.
All right, and again, keys to tonight's game.
Defensive rebound, the usuals, and sprint back defensively, and then obviously get good shots.
All right, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, John.
Hey, Coach, of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Veer Toller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services is online at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarylandMo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jocksnitch Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jocksnitch offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksnitch.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Ryan Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Color supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the Sanford Pentagon as Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota State Moorhead just a few minutes away from tip-off time in this championship game of the Central Regional Bracket of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. Again, the Bearcats are 25-6, coached by Ben McCullum. Minnesota State Moorhead 34-3, and they're coached by Chad Waltham in his fifth season. With the Dragons, the cheer here in the background, the Bearcats coming back out onto the floor as the Bearcat fans on their feet, working them as they come out to take their final warm-ups. We look at the lineups, no really big surprises at all with these two teams. They stuck with the starting five really throughout all season long, with exception of four games for Northwest, and Justin Pitts is out with that high ankle sprain. Justin back in the lineup tonight. He is a 5'9 freshman out of Blue Springs, Missouri, freshman of the year, and NCAA first-team all-conference performer as well. Coming off 22 points Sunday night in the win over Augustana in the semifinals, including hitting six very big free throws down the stretch. He was 6 of 6 at the free throw line. He averages 17 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also to guard is Matt Wallace, a 6'1 senior from Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. Zach Snyder, a 6'7 sophomore of Pretty Village, Kansas, averaging 12 points and 3 boards a contest. And inside, Grant Cozad, a 6'8 senior from Kearney, Missouri, averaging 11 points and 5 rebounds a game. For Minnesota State Moorhead, their lineup will have at the point guard Jordan Reaver, a 6'2 senior of Staples, Minnesota, averaging 51% on three-pointers this season. He's averaging 17 points a game on the year, 5 rebounds a contest as well. Also at a guard is Tyler Vaughn, a 6'1 junior out of Brom, Minnesota, averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds a game. He had 9 points in the first meeting against the Bearcats. At a forward is Aaron Lean, a 6'4 sophomore out of Moorhead, Minnesota, and a second team Northern Sun performer, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also at a forward is Prescott Williams, a 6'4 senior of Akron, Ohio, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. He had a big contest Sunday in the semifinal win over Central Missouri, where he had 18 points and 10 boards. He's a transfer from Eastern Wyoming College. Inside is Isaac Seabley, a 6'9 junior from Red Wing, Minnesota, a first-team Northern Sun Conference performer. He had 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 block shots when these two teams met back on November 14th. He averages 13 points and 4 rebounds a contest for Minnesota State Moorhead. The winner of this game would move on to the Elite Eight next week in Evansville, Indiana, and play the winner of the Bellarmine and Indianapolis game that's taking place tonight as well. And that game, the winners from those two contests will play next Wednesday on March 25th in Evansville, Indiana. Should be a good one coming up. Northwest and Minnesota State Moorhead for the Central Region Championship. We'll be back getting ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at sdjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest units and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, just minutes away from tip-off time. Northwest and Minnesota State Moorhead in the championship game of the Central Region Tournament. We're down to the round of 16 with the winner to move on to the Elite Eight next week in Evansville, Indiana. Mark Magwater, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer tonight for the Bearcat Radio Network. It's Ben Nolly. Before we go on, let's pause for the national anthem.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? How many stripes and bright stars through the fair for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streamed, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star
National anthem prior to the tip-off tonight as Northwest getting set to face Minnesota State Moorhead. Mac Woodard, a good crowd on hand for both of these schools, and overhearing some people from the Moorhead, Minnesota area talk a little bit earlier, kind of a funny comment where they forget how far south Sioux Falls, South Dakota is.
Not far enough south. It could stand to maybe be a couple hours further south, but... Yeah, it's interesting when you get bring different geographies together and kind of the feel for what their perception is of geography and where you're at. Definitely interesting.
Before we get to the tip-off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Starting lineup being introduced in front of the fans here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for the Bearcats wearing their alternate black uniforms once again tonight for this matchup. Uniforms have been kind to them with a big win on Sunday in the victory over the host school, Augustana. But, man, I'm just wondering, with this being St. Patrick's Day, maybe the green uniforms come out.
Well, it is fun to think that most of America has been wearing Bearcat green today. Maybe Irish green, I don't know. We'll see it as Bearcat green, but... That's been kind of interesting around the arena beforehand, and across the street there was a gathering, and you see a lot of people in the green, and you think, all right, are they Bearcats or are they not Bearcats, if you hadn't seen them before, so it's definitely a good day to be a Bearcat.
All right, we can make them honorary Bearcats.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Matt, what do you see as the keys to this matchup with Moorhead?
Well, I think a good start for Northwest. You know, they've kind of struggled in the first half of the first two games here in Sioux Falls. I think they need to have a better first half because, you know, Moorhead knows what Northwest can do in the second half. They've seen in these other two games how well Northwest can play in the second half. So they're going to be really focused on that. I just don't want to see Northwest get into a double-digit hole like we've seen them do in this tournament.
Officials for today's game, Ed Crenshaw along with John Yorkovich and KB Burdett. And we're about ready to go. The two teams getting some final words from their coaching staffs for head coach Ben McCollum. 25 wins in a season now, the most wins he's had in a season since becoming head coach of the Bearcats, as he's had a lot of success so far. And for Minnesota State Moorhead, their head coach, Chad Waltham, in his fifth season And he has a 110-44 record with the Dragons, and he has over 200 wins in his career. So both of these coaches having some success as they get ready to go for this Central Regional Championship matchup this evening. Well, the Cats coming out with their starting five pits along with Kirker, Wallace, Schneider, and Kozad. And for Minnesota State Moorhead, their starting lineup with Reaver, Williams, Lean, Vaughn, and Siegley. Isaac Siegley will jump center for Minnesota State Moorhead. 6'9 player. He'll jump it up against Grant Kozad, who's 6'8. Bearcats will go from our right to our left in this first half, and the tip is controlled by Moorhead as they will take it and go into the front court in their home white uniforms with red numerals and a gray trim. Off the left side on the wing, Lean. Lean looks low in the lane for Siegley. Siegley with the jumper up over Kozad. It's good. Siegley makes it a 2-0 lead for the Dragons over Northwest. Cats from our right to our left. Across the timeline, right side, Justin Pitts in front of the scorer's table. It's cross-court left side, Kirker. Now to Wallace on the left wing. Wallace with the double to the free throw line left, pulls up. Cross-court right side, Kirker. Now cross-court left for Pitts. Pitts gets a screen by Kozad, takes it to the top of the key, pulls up. Left side, Wallace. Shot clock at 13, low post left for Kozad. Posting up a Siegling lane, spins left, fadeaway jumper, good. So the two post players responsible for both buckets in this game. It's a 2-2 contest. This game just underway. Jordan Reaver across midcourt, goes left side. They look off of the left wing and get it to Vaughn. Now to the top of the key is Lean. Back left side for Reaver. Out front top for Vaughn. Vaughn between the circles with the dribble. The drive left side and goes into lane. Finding Siegley, cutting through. Schneider knocks the ball loose. It's saved in right side for Reaver on the wing. Takes the jumper. A three-pointer on the way off the back of the rim. No rebound to Northwest and Kirker. Connor will give it up to Pitts. Pitts down the left sideline into the front court on this dark brown parquet floor in the left corner for Wallace. Wallace with the dribble on the baseline, takes it through the lane now, pulls up at the free throw line, low left side for Kozad, trying to spin on Siegley. Now kicks it on the right side for Kirker. Now front right side, Pitts. A 2-2 ball game, now to Snyder on the right wing, between the circles, Pitts. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Wallace pulls up at the free throw line, takes the jumper off the back of the rim, no, and the rebound Siegley in the lane for the Dragons. Gives it to Reaver. He'll go down the left sideline. Dribbles to the left wing, to the left baseline. Cut off. And now right through the lane left, Siegley. And whistle on a foul as this one come up on Northwest. And I believe Grant Kozak going to call for it. I'm going to check that Wallace. Wallace will pick up his first.
Definitely a different assignment defensively tonight for Kozak. Doesn't have to worry about the perimeter defense like he did against Augustana.
They go on the left side. And with it on the left is Lean. Now low left side, Siegley on the baseline, trying to go along the baseline, and pass is stolen, picked up by Pitts. Pitts races through traffic, find the back with the dribble through the lane into the left corner. Out left wing, they get it to Kirker, out front right, Snyder, high post right side at the elbow, Kozad. Kozad again, guarded by Siegley, turns, takes the jumper from 15, knocks it down. 4-2 the score as Northwest Missouri State takes the two-point lead, 17-36 left in this first half. On the left side is Vaughn. Now they go on the right of the lane for Reaver. Reaver out front, high post right for Siegley. Back to Reaver, free throw line stops, pops up off the front of the rim. No rebound tipped by Kozad. Pitts with it in the lane for Northwest. And Pitts will go from our right to our left. 4-2 Northwest Missouri State lead. Pitts to the right wing to the top of the key. Looks left side for Wallace. Wallace with one dribble. Now to Kirker. Kirker back left side, Wallace on the baseline. Takes it to the left wing. Now baseline left for Kozad. Find Schneider, open three on the way. Rattles around and out, and the rebound inside pulled down by Vaughn for Minnesota State Moorhead. Out to the top of the key. Brings it to Reaver. Reaver on the right wing out front. Drives to the free throw line. Blocked from behind by Wallace and picked up underneath the bucket by Kirker for Northwest. Another good defensive play by the senior Matt Wallace. Cast still in front, 4-2. Kirker on the right side, Wallace. Wallace. Finds Kirker again near the sideline. Goes low right side for Kozad. Cross court pass left is stolen. Picked up by Jordan Reaver for Minnesota State Moorhead. Reaver out to the top of the key. Looks left side and finds Vaughn. Ball tip loose. Chased down to the right corner by Vaughn. Turns, takes the jumper over Pitts. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound at the free throw line goes to Snyder for Northwest. And we'll give it up to Pitts. Pitts will take it across the timeline left side. Goes to the left wing. Pulls up. Baseline left with a pass for Wallace. Wallace guarded defensively by Lean. Takes it to the free throw line. Right side for Kirker. Drives the lane. Right side up with the right hand push up. Whistling the foul. This will go on Aaron Lean coming over on the defense. And he'll pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Breaking the action with 15:59 left in the first half. Low-scoring game up to this point. Northwest 4 and Minnesota State Moorhead 2. We'll be back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. 15:59 left in the first half. A low-scoring game, 4-2 at this point.
Yeah, well, we saw the first shot of the game hit by Minnesota State Moorhead as Siebley knocked down the hook shot inside, but they've missed every other shot, their last four that they've attempted. They haven't scored in almost 4 minutes.
Connor Kirker going to the free throw line. Connor, an 83% shooter this season at the line. And for Connor, averaging 14 points a game, 4 rebounds. He had 10 points and 4 boards in the first meeting with Minnesota State Moorhead. And that, again, back on November 14th.
How can you tell if a game is being televised? Well, it's when all the players are ready to play basketball and they have to stand around and wait.
Kirker at the line to shoot one. Left-handed shooter and the free throw on the way. And misses off the, actually shooting two, misses on the front end of what will be two.
By the way, they're televising it on a network that goes pretty much across South Dakota, I think assuming Augustana would be in this game tonight.
What a shame. Kirker hits the second free throw, makes it a 5-2 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Moorhead. On the left side with the pass goes to Lean. Lean, cross court right side. Now for Reaver. Reaver checked off. Snyder picks him up out top. Takes it to the top of the key. Hits it back right side. Portland Lane at three on the way. Knocks it down. Nothing but net for the left-handed shooter. 66th three-pointer of the season for Aaron Lane. And makes it a 5-5 ball game. Northwest and Moorhead. 15 and a half minutes left in at the first half. Wallace will go left side. Takes it to the top of the key. Moves left side for Pitts. Pitts trying to look low post. Does. Gets it on the bounce pass to Kozad. Back out to Pitts left side. Pitts dribbles into the left corner, back pedals, and now will dribble out front. Line stop the key, Wallace. Wallace will dribble a couple times, hands off to Pitts. Shot clock's down to 9. Now to Kirker on the right wing. Kirker through the lane, drives with a jumper off the back of the rim. No, rebound on the floor, and is picked up by Moorhead. Controlled by Vaughn, and goes with an outlet to Reaver. He'll take it across midcourt left side. Right side with the pass, finds Vaughn. Vaughn on the right wing, picked up by Snyder. And out near the left side, in the timeline to Lane. Cross court left side as they find Prescott Williams, drives to the bucket left side, lays it up and in with the slam dunk. And a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest on the play as well. And the foul will go on at Northwest and Matt Wallace.
It's a pretty big early foul against Wallace.
Second as a team on the Bearcats as well. Siebley goes to the sideline and Urban Bingham comes into the game.
Well, you never know who has to step up their game to win big ones like this, but it looks like Lyle Harris is going to have to do that tonight for Northwest.
Free throw by Williams is good. He has 3 points, and he'll go to the sideline. And Gijo Sungolo comes into the game, a 6'3 junior out of Madison, Wisconsin. Lyle Harris in for the Bearcats as well, taking place of Matt Wallace. Cross midcourt on the left side goes Pitts. Picked up by Singolum. Gets a screen out front by Kozad. Out left side for Harris. Harris dribbles down the left of the lane. Now finds it. Elbow left side. Kozad. Out front right. Pitts three on the way. Out the back of the rim. No. And the rebound put away by Bond for Moorhead. On the break left side. Reaver. Reaver goes cross court right. Finds Lean. Now on the right of the lane for Singolum. Out to the top of the key. Left side pass. Reaver. On to the left wing. It is Vaughn. Vaughn through the lane. The runner on the way rattles down. Tyler Vaughn with his first two, and it's now a 10-5 lead for Minnesota State Moorhead. Just under 14 minutes left in the first half. Cats have fallen behind double digits in the first two games of this regional. 5-point deficit right now. Out to the top of the key is Crooker. Looks left side. Snyder out front right. Pitch to the right wing. Harris. Lyle with the dribble. Goes baseline right side. Kozad open. Takes the jump of fun. 16 knocks it down. Grant Kozad with 6 only points. And a timeout by the Bearcats with 13:36 left in the first half. It's a 10-7 game as Northwest Missouri State trailing at Minnesota State Moorhead.
Yeah, and that bucket by Kozad ended a little 8-0 run for Minnesota State. We talked about how they went through a stretch of almost 4 minutes, or probably a little over 4 minutes without scoring before it was all said and done. But as we talked about in the pregame, it is a team that can score in bunches. So basically you've got to play like you're behind the entire game if you're Northwest, no matter what that score is.
Moorhead on Sunday in their semifinal win over Central Missouri had a 20-2 run against the Mules, which opened up the game late in the first half. And they held on for a 71-60 win over Central Missouri. And the Bearcats have won in their semifinal matchup with the host school Augustana, winning that one 66-65. There it's a 10-7 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing with 13:34 left in the first half. Reaver out between the circles, looks left side, finds Lean. And now to Vaughn. Vaughn, back right side, Singola. Gets a screen, and now Botchap out front. Kozad steps out to help out. They go cross court left side for Lane, looking low on the right side. Shot blocked away by Harris as Bingham went up with a shot blocked away. Now fight for the ball inside, and it looks like they're belonging Northwest. And we have a foul called as well.
Foul on number 33,
and Snyder will get called for the foul. That'll be his first foul. So I'll call foul instead in the lane. Snyder getting called for the foul with the collision underneath the bucket. 10-7 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Inbound goes to the left corner for Bingham. Out front left for Singolo. To the top of the key, Reaver. Reaver on the right side for Vaughn. Vaughn to the free throw line. Brings it back left side for Lean. Now off the left wing, Singolo. Stops, takes the three, out front, too hard off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Bingham reaches over Doherty, comes away with the board, takes it on the left side, up with a shot, misses, and a foul coming up on Northwest. Doherty in the game right now for Kozad, and we're going to call for the foul. That'll be his first. Check, they're going to give it on Harris instead. So Lyle will pick up the foul. For Bingham at the line, a 6'8 senior out of Farmington Hills, Michigan, coming off the bench. And at the free throw line, misses the first. 79% shooter on the year, 53 of 67 as he came into this game. Had 16 points coming off the bench Sunday night in the win over UCM. He also had a couple block shots in that game. Second free throw, nothing but net. 11-7 to score. Dragons in front of Northwest, just under 13 minutes left in the first half. Pitch to the left wing for Northwest. Looks at man-to-man defense. Drives past Singolo. A little push in the lane. Misses. Rebound Doherty. Up with a shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. And chased in control by the Dragons. Lean will give it up to Reaver. And he'll take it across midcourt to the top of the key. Dribbles left side on Crooker. Now left side for Lean. Lean on the left wing to Singolo. Now expires his dribble in front of the Bearcat bench. Out near the timeline with a pass for Reaver. And gives it to Vaughn, right sideline. Vaughn, now to the free throw line, spins on Pitts, goes right side, Bingham on the wing, thought about the three, instead brings it between the circles for Lean with seven on the shot clock. Dribbles left side, through the lane, up with the runner off balance, misses it, rebound, Doherty, whistle, and a reach over foul coming up on Bingham, that'll be his first. Bingham got away with one earlier in this half, this time gets called for the reach over, and that'll be the second team foul on the Dragons. 11-7, Northwest Missouri State trailing with 12:07 left in the first half. Kyle Harris will take the inbound and give it to Pitts, who looks over at the Bearcats sideline, and now we'll go from our right to our left across midcourt. Picked up by Singolo, dribbles left side, pulls up cross court right side for Crooker. It's a screen by Doherty. Now left for Pitts into the left corner for Harris. Harris with the dribble through the lane to the bucket, lays it up too hard off the glass. Rebound in lane, tipped by Harris, controlled though by Reaver for Minnesota State Moorhead. We'll give it to Lean, and he'll take it across midcourt right side. Now to Reaver, out near the timeline. Bearcats in man-to-man defense, trailing 11-7. Reaver hands off out front, right Singolo. Now to Bingham between the circles. Left side pass for Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles on pitch to the left baseline, stops, and brings it back left side. Bingham to swing it right side for Reaver with 8 on the shot clock. Reaver to the free throw line, through the lane with a left-handed runner up the front of the rim. No rebound. Bingham has knocked out of his hands by his teammate Reaver and picked up by Pitts for Northwest. Cats down 11-7. Just over 11 minutes left in the first half. Pitts will walk it across the timelines. The Cats trying to control tempo of this game. Screen by Doherty up front to the free throw line. Right side for Harris. And Harris with a couple dribbles. Now to Snyder. Left side, they get it to Pitts. Pitts dribbles out between the circles. Crossover dribble. And now to the free throw line. Down the lane, right side to the bucket. Lays it up in. And they'll count the bucket as he went past Reaver and lays it up and in. Reaver picks up the foul as well. That's his first. It's an 11-9 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. They trail Minnesota State. More ahead, we have a break in the action, and we'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the Sanford Pentagon with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. 10:45 left in the first half, an 11-9 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Moorhead. Matt, though, I think the lower the score tonight, again, the better off the Bearcats will be.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they want to control tempo and play good, solid defense. So one thing by keeping the score low is it's tough to get down by a big margin. And Northwest defense has gotten to this point. I would suspect it's going to hopefully get them further.
Bearcats shooting over 36% from the field, 4 of 11. Minnesota State Moorhead, 4 of 12 from the field. Dragons have knocked down a 3. Northwest yet to hit a 3. 0-2 from a 3-point range. And both teams taking care of the basketball early on. Free throw by Pitts is good, so it's a 3-point trip down the floor as Pitts was fouled diving to the bucket and hitting the layup prior to the timeout. 1-point game. Northwest Missouri State trailing 11-10. Out front right side is Matt Nelson, who checked in during the timeout for the Dragons. Gives it to Reaver out front. Now Nelson on the right wing. Low right for Bingham. Kozad back in the ball game, picks him up, jumper from 12, misses, and the rebound on the floor to Kirker for Northwest. No one inside the rebound for Minnesota State Moorhead. Cats now with a chance to take the lead this trip down. Pitts, right side, gets it to Kozad on the wing. Between the circle, Snyder, quick pass left side, Lyle Harris. Playing in place of Wallace, who picked up 2 quick fouls. Lyle had a very good game in the opening round of this tournament. Down the lane, right side, Pitts underneath the bucket, finds Harris left corner. Now Harris takes it through the lane, the runner on the way off the front. No, tries to get his rebound, tipped and keeps it alive, but it's finally controlled by Reaver for the Dragons. Cats down by 1. Reaver into the front court to the top of key. Looks left side, Nelson. On the left wing for Prescott Williams, behind the back of the dribble. Now goes right side for Singolo. On the right wing. Checked out front by Kozad, who reaches in, commits the foul out on the perimeter, and that will be Grant's first foul.
I think Grant would have been all right with the bump after he came out, but when he reached for the basketball, that's when the official blew the whistle and had to call the foul.
That'll be the 5th team foul on Northwest.
Number 3, Tanner Touchman, and number 59.
The Dragons with 3 team fouls at this point, with 9:42 left in the half, from 1-point game. Dragons front the Bearcats 11-10. The winner of this game moves on to the lead 8 in Evansville next week. Off the right side, Williams drives on Kirker to the baseline. Cut off, spins through, double team with Kozad, and unfortunately, Grant will pick up his second foul very quickly. Instead, they're going to give this one on Kirker, so that's a break for Northwest. Both Kozad and Kirker in that area, as Williams was able to spin that between Kirker and Kozad. Prescott Williams at the free throw line. First free throw, it just hits the front of the rim and out. Prescott Williams just a 52% shooter on the year at the line, 51 of 98. A senior of Akron, Ohio. His second free throw off the back of the rim, and Kirker with a rebound for Northwest. Pitts will take it across midcourt, right side in front of the scorer's table, dribbles to the right wing, hands off to Kirker, now to Snyder, cross court left, Harris. Pitts on the left wing. Finds baseline left, Kozad turns, takes the jumper, rims around, and out, and the rebound inside, pulled away by Nelson for Moorhead. Boy, that one's about three-quarters of the way down and then just popped out. Now front is Tanner Kretschmann, who checked in during that last offensive play, goes right side, and gets it to Tyler Vaughn. Vaughn out front right for Isaac Siegley. Siegley drives on Kozad underneath the bucket, leans back out, and misses the shot. Rebound tipped in, is controlled by Northwest as Pitts comes away with a good defense by Kozad, making the tough shot for Siegley. Now, one-point game still. Northwest down 11-10, but again, a chance to take the lead on this possession. Pitts out near midcourt as Northwest spreads out the offense, dribbles to the left wing. Now back top of the key, through the lane, stops, and kicks it back right side. There's Kirker on the wing. The three is good. Connor knocks down the three from the right side, and Northwest Missouri State regains the lead. They're up 13-11 with 8:26 left in the first half. Tanner Kretschmann, a 6-foot freshman out of Fargo, goes cross court left side for Nelson. And now to Williams. Williams out near midcourt with a pass for Kretschmann. Kretschmann trying to drive on Pitts. Down the lane left side. Kicks it back left side. Nelson now to the free throw line. Jumper off the front of the rim by Siegley. Misses. Fight for the rebound on the baseline. Out of bounds. And it will belong to Moorhead, or will it go the other way here? Let's see, Moorhead will get it. There's a couple Bearcats underneath the bucket, but they couldn't corral the rebound. Nelson goes to the sideline, and back in the game, Aaron Lean for the Dragons. Kretschmann will inbound. Right side, and it's thrown away. It's picked up by Connor Kirker. As Kirker steps in front of the inbound pass, and will give it to Pitts, and here comes Northwest from our right to our left with a two-point lead. Just under 8 minutes left in the first half. Pitts dribbling off the right wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Looks left side. Finds Kirker. Kirker to the left wing. Now cross court right side. Pitts. Dribbles with the left hand through the lane. Lost the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Off of Siegley of the Dragons. And a timeout. 7:37. Left in this first half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Minnesota State Moorhead, 13-11. We'll be back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson. National Investors provides classes on legal documents and 401k alternatives. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the championship game of the Central Region of the Division II National Tournament. Northwest up on Minnesota State Moorhead, 13-11. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And 7:37 left in this first half. Northwest has regained the lead up 13-11 over Minnesota State Moorhead. Again, Matt, Northwest being very patient in their offense tonight.
Yeah, patient and doing a good job again defensively. Now it seems like we've talked a lot about scoring droughts this weekend because of the pace Northwest has played and the style that they've wanted to play. Moorhead now over 5 minutes without scoring.
While Harris will inbound, baseline left when they come back after the TV timeout here in Sioux Falls.
And it's not like they're not getting opportunities. They're 0 of 7 over that stretch from the field.
Inbound goes to Kricker off the left side for Northwest in their alternate black uniforms with white numerals and green trim. 4 on the shot clock. Out front, Pitts takes the jumper off the front of the rim. No, fight for the rebound. Doherty trying to fight for it, and it'll go to Northwest as he's fighting for that board with Isaac Sievely, and it's off of Sievely, so the Cats will inbound now with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. 7:26 left in the first half. Northwest up by 2, 13-11. Inbound to Doherty off the left side. We'll give it to Pitts, and he'll take it to the left wing. Out front finds Crooker. Dribbles to the right side. And now Lyle Harris. Cross court left side, Pitts. Pitts out front. Dribbles right side. Pulls up. Out front left for Harris. Bounce pass low left for Doherty. Bobbles it. Picks it up. Now kicks it out front for Harris. He lost the handle on it. It's picked up by Kretschmann for the Dragons. To the bucket on the right side. And it hits the layup as it rolls around. The timer two drops down. And is fouled by Zach Snyder. And now it's a tie game at 13 with the Dragons a chance to take the lead when Kretschmann gets to the free throw line.
That's one of those fouls with Snyder reaching back as he went by on the fast break. You just got to make sure that that ball doesn't get up around the rim.
Kretschmann, the North Dakota Mr. Basketball in 2014, knocks down the free throw. And it's a one-point lead for the Dragons, 14-13, with just over 7 minutes left in the first half. Pitch to the right wing. Cross court left side, Harris. Lyle fakes left, goes right to the free throw line. Out front right, Crooker. Now Connor with the left-handed dribble. Hooks the pass right side, Pitts. Bounce pass high right for Doherty. Doherty trying to find a cutter. Now drives to the baseline. Underneath the bucket. Leans back out on the left side. Misses the shot. Rebound tipped by Sievely. And it is controlled by Vaughn for the Dragons. He'll take it across the timeline to the top of the key. Goes cross court left side for Lean. Now out front for Williams. Williams back right side. Vaughn. Vaughn back pedals to the top of the key. Now left side pass goes to Lean. Off of the left for Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles to the left side on the wing. Takes the three. Rims around it. Out of the rebound. Pulled away by Crooker for Northwest. Cats again with a chance to regain the lead this possession. Down by one with 6:11 left in the first half.
Crooker right now leading everybody in rebounding. He's got 5 so far.
Left side. Crooker takes it on at the left wing. He had 4 rebounds against the Dragons in the first meeting. On the right side, Harris. Goes cross court left side, Pitts out near the timeline. Now back to Harris on the right wing. It's a screen by Doherty. Now drive to the right of the lane. Shot blocked away inside and controlled by Lean. His 11th block of the season. A 14-13 lead for the Dragons over the Bearcats. Kretschmann out to the top of key for Lean. Dribbles left slide on Harris. Now out front, the pass goes to Williams. Knocked loose inside by Crooker, and it's picked up by Harris for Northwest. Lyle will give it up to Pitts and Northwest to set up the offense. Into the front court right side. Pitts now left side for Harris. Doherty out front. Doherty had a big game in the semis on Sunday against Augustana. Crooker at the free throw line takes the jumper. Won't go fight for the board by Doherty. Keeps it alive, but finally controlled inside by Lean and the Dragons. Kretschmann handling the point duties right now for Moorhead. We'll take it across the timeline right side. And hands off to Williams. Out front left side for Vaughn. Vaughn pulls up open. Right front takes the three off the front of the rim. No fight for the rebound inside. Controlled by Pitts for Northwest. They'll take it across midcourt right side. As the Dragons get back on defense, Northwest sets up the offense. 4:49 left in the first half. Northwest trailing 14-13. Crooker out front, through the lane, into the left corner, finds Harris, thought about the three, now takes a dribble, goes out front, Snyder, right side, Pitts, shot clock's at 15, 4:35 left in the half, now to Harris, left side, sets up, he takes the three, rims around and out, and the rebound Kretschmann for the Dragons. They'll take it down the left sideline in front of the scorer's table from our left to our right to the top of the key to the free throw line. Lots of pass right side lane. Left handed three over Snyder, air ball, fight for the rebound baseline, bring it back out front, left side, Kretschmann to the top of the key. Kretschmann looks left side, gets it to Williams, and he'll bring it out. Shot clock's at 15 seconds. Williams down the lane, that spins, and ball knocked loose by Crooker, but controlled by Williams. Now at the free throw line, they get it to Vaughn, takes the shot, misses it, fight for the rebound, and a foul coming up.
Yeah, Connor Crooker's play defensively against him is what caused him to commit that frustration foul on the rebound.
And he picks up his first. Williams with his first. Wallace and Kozad back into the game for Northwest as Harris and Doherty go to the sideline. Boy, Kirker's playing some kind of defense tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. He's played solid all year long defensively, but it seems like he's stepping it up here tonight.
14-13, Northwest down by one. 3:57 left in the first half. Wallace dribbles to the left wing, takes it to the top of the key, bounce pass left side, wide open as Kozad and kisses it off the glass on the left. 15-14 lead for Northwest, 3:42 left in the first half. Jordan Reaver back out at the point for the Dragons. High post right side pass for Lane, turns free throw line, jump over Snyder, rims around and out, picks up the rebound for the Cats. Northwest a chance to build on their 1 point lead with 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Wallace into the front court off the left side to the left wing. Now takes it to the free throw line. Left side for Pitts. Ball fake. Now will dribble to the left side. Gets a screen by Kozad. Brings it out near the jump ball circle for Snyder. Right side pass Wallace. Now to Pitts out front. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 3:10 left in the first half. Snyder between the circles. Looks left side. Pitts. Pitts. Kick to the left side on the wing. Crooker three on the way. Rims around and out. Fight for the rebound with Snyder. And it's controlled inside though. Picked away by Bingham for the Dragons. 2:55 left in the half. A 1 point Bearcat lead. Reaver looks on the left side. Lean. Lean goes off the right side. Gets it to Reaver. Reaver to the top of the key. Through the lane. Drives up for the shot and hits the runner. That's Reaver's first bucket of the game. He averages 17 a contest. And that gives the Dragons a 1 point lead over the Bearcats with 2:33 left in the half. Wallace out front. Crooker looks right side. Pitts. Now top of the key, Crooker. Left side is Wallace. Gets a screen by Kozad. Now goes low left side to Kozad. Spins in the lane with the right hand. Goes up for the shot and misses the shot, but a foul on Bingham. That'll be his second. And we'll have a break in the action now with 2:21 left in the half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Silver State Moorhead. 16-15. We'll be back and have more right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Sanford Pentagon with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Benola is our studio engineer. Northwest Missouri State down by 1-2. Minnesota State Moorhead in the Central Region Championship 16-15. At this Sanford Pentagon is kind of a tribute to 1940 style field house with the look and the feel of this, and then in the 4 years they have a lot of history from the 1940s and on here, and the score right now kind of reminiscent of what you might see during that era.
Yeah, you know, I remember over the weekend seeing the final score of the Georgia State Georgia Southern game in their conference championship. It was 38-36, and you thought, well, how boring could that game be? But this is a very low scoring game here, but it has been completely entertaining. These guys are playing some serious basketball.
Kozad foul before the timeout goes to the free throw line. He'll be shooting two, that last foul on Moorhead, their fifth team foul. Northwest have been whistled for seven in this first half. Kozad's first trip to the line tonight, first free throw on the way good. He has 9 points in the first half. In the first minute, he had 12 points and 5 rebounds against Moorhead. Game's tied up at 16. Second free throw on the way off the back of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Sievely for the Moorhead Dragons. And we're tied up at 16, 2:15 left in the half. Out front is Reaver. Pulls off inside the arc, now goes into lane for Sievely. Kicks it right side for Williams. Williams palming it with the left hand, pivots, and gives it to Reaver on the right sideline in front of us with 2 minutes left. And Reaver with a long three, rims out right, rebound in lane, Crooker for Northwest. He is doing a great job on the defensive boards. Tied up at 16, just under 2 minutes left in the first half. Cats with a chance to regain the lead. Had four ties and six lead changes in this first half. Wallace to the free throw line. Bounce pass, baseline left for Kozad. Brings it out front, Wallace. Right side is Crooker. Crooker. Last side for Wallace. 14 on the clock, 1:35 left in the first half. Right side, Snyder, long three on the way. Too hard, rebound to Kozad for Northwest. And he'll kick it back out. It's deflected and picked up by Lean for Moorhead. Now it goes to Reaver. Reaver out front, right side, Lean. Into the right corner, Williams. Guarded by Wallace through the lane. Looks left side, Reaver. Out between the circles for Tyler Vaughn. Minute 13 left in the half. Right side, Seavely left open. Takes the jumper and knocks it down from seven. Seavely with 4 points in the first half, and that gives Moorhead a two-point lead over Northwest, 18-16, with just over a minute left in the half. Pitch into the front court, looks left side, Wallace. Now across court right side, Kirker. To the right wing, Pitts. Out between the circles is Kozak. Now to Wallace at the free throw line. On the left wing, gets it to Kirker. Out front between the circles, Pitts. Right side, Wallace. Wallace. Leaps up in the air, gets it to Pitts, back to Wallace right side. 10 on the shot clock, 40 seconds left in the half. Wallace with a dribble down the lane right side. Into the right corner, Kozad inside the arc, takes the jumper, misses, fouled, and Seavely will pick it up. That'll be his first. Shot rimmed out, so Kozad will go to the line to shoot two with 36.1 seconds left in the half. And Northwest down by two, 18-16.
Well, Kozad had a tough foul earlier in the half out between the circles. Now Seavely with a foul out on the perimeter. A tough one for Minnesota State Moorhead.
Kozad back to the line where he's 1-for-2 this evening. An even and the free throw good. Goes into double figures with 10 points. Nelson back into the game for the Dragons as Seavely goes to the sideline. And Lyle Harris in for Northwest. Anthony Woods getting set to check in for the Cats. Snyder to the sideline and Wallace to the bench for the final 36.1 seconds of this first half. Cats down by one, 18-17. Grant Kozad, the senior out of Kearney, Missouri, back to the free throw line. And the free throw on the way, good. Tied up at 18, 35 seconds left in the half. Reaver will take it across midcourt, off the right side. Guarded by Pitts out near the timeline. Now we'll give it to Williams. As they spread things out, Dragons looking for the last shot. On the left side, double team out front is Williams, and we've got a timeout. Northwest really making things tough for Moorhead to try to get their playoff here with 15.6 seconds left. The game, we're tied up at 18. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, essentially Moorhead can take the last shot of the half, barring an early shot and an offensive rebound, or a rebound by Northwest, but they were so extended out near midcourt, they couldn't get into an offensive set. So that's why they got to get the timeout here to make sure they have an opportunity. Plus, it was a use it or lose it timeout anyway. So not a bad one for Minnesota State Moorhead, but it gives Northwest a chance to set up their defense as well.
And they come out of the timeout with Pitts along with Woods, Harris, Kirker, and Kozad. Prescott Williams, a 6'4 senior of Akron, Ohio, and Eastern Wyoming College will inbound for Moorhead and inbounds into the backcourt for Reaver. He'll take it back across the timeline with 12 seconds left in the half. Dribbles between the circles. Now near midcourt. Now back right side. Wants to drive on Woods through the lane. Up with a double pump shot. Rims around and in. As he gets to drop the ball and the buzzer sounds. Up we then to the first half. 20-18 the score as Moorhead will go into the locker room with a two-point lead over Northwest. We'll be back and have more for you at halftime right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from The Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Where the half been a two-point game at halftime. Northwest trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 20-18. Matt, a little bit of a different type of first half than what we've seen in the first two games.
Yeah, it really has. Northwest didn't get a big deficit. You know, it's just a two-point game here at the half, which is obviously a step forward from those first two games, but it still feels like 20 minutes is a lot more than 20 minutes with that being less left in basketball here. It's been a very entertaining back-and-forth game. It's been low-scoring, yes, and, you know, a lot of times we talk about teams going on runs. We've been looking at teams and their scoring droughts more than going on runs because there haven't been a whole lot of big runs, but there have been long stretches of time for both teams where they've gone without being able to put points on the board.
I think one of the things that we've talked about that's important here, Northwest really forcing Minnesota State Moorhead to play at the pace Northwest wants in this game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, it definitely affects a team that likes to get up and down and score some points. When you have to play defense that long, I mean, it's harder to play defense than it is to play offense. So it wears on a team. It makes it tougher shooting, especially when you get into the second half. It's going to be a little bit harder for Moorhead to shoot maybe than normal because they have had to play more defense than they might in a normal game.
And we are at the half in Northwest Missouri State at halftime. They are down by two to Minnesota State Moorhead in the Central Region Championships here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. When we come back, we'll talk with David Boyce, who is a writer for NorthwestBearcast.com and has seen a lot of basketball in his time prior to that with the Kansas City Star. And we'll talk with David right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota and the Sanford Pentagon. Alongside with David Boyce, I'm John Coffey. David is a writer for Northwest Bearcat, actually BearcatSports.com now. It's BearcatSports.com, as well as they see his work in the Kansas City Star and an official score for the Kansas City Royals as well. And David, you've been watching the Bearcats all season long. Just kind of talk a little bit about your impressions of this first half.
This is the most defense I've seen in quite some time. To be this close to the floor and see how hard these two teams are playing defensively is quite incredible. I mean, the shooting percentages are they're very low, but a lot of that has to do with the defense. I mean, there hasn't been but a couple of open shots.
And one of the things that Matt and I have been talking about is that Northwest is forcing Moorhead to play at the pace that I think the Bearcats are more comfortable with than what Minnesota State Moorhead would like to do in this game.
I agree. I mean, Northwest is they're playing the style that they have to play to win this game because, I mean, it looks like Minnesota Moorhead is a very talented offensive team. If they get rolling, they look like they can put up 10 or 20 points in about a five-minute period. So for Northwest to win, they got to keep it as this grinded-out type of game.
And one thing you talked about during the break, too, that's good about the way this is going is the officials really, for the most part, are letting the two teams play out there.
That's one of the best officiated games I've seen this year because even though it's low scoring and there's been a lot of defense, there's been a flow to the game. I mean, the fouls that have been called have been fouls, and there's a flow. What I always hate to see is when foul upon foul are called and there's no flow to the game. Even though this was low scoring, it was entertaining because there was a flow. Teams were getting up and down the court.
And there's 20 more minutes left in this game, and hopefully a lot more for the Bearcats next week in the Elite Eight should they come up and pick up the win here. But when you look at this Northwest men's basketball team on the whole for this season, what are some of the things that you really feel makes this team special?
I think just the way they play team basketball. I mean, no player feels that they have to score 20 points in order for the team to win. They share the basketball. One game, Connor may score 20, 24 points. The next game he may score two, but you don't see him in that game when he scores two, just forcing up a shot. Pitt's had a very good game in the first game. Minnesota Moore has done a very good job of taking him away in this game, but he's not forcing shots. And that is what has made them such a good team this year, because there's nobody who feels that they have to take over to win the game. They feel they're going to win it. They're going to win it as a team.
You know, a lot of people really enjoy the articles that you post on BearcatSports.com, not only following Bearcat men's and women's basketball, but all the sports at Northwest. And just kind of talk a little bit about some things you look for in posting stories on the website.
For this rest of this year?
Well, just what you look for as far as posting some of your stories and some of the features and things that you do with Northwest.
Oh, I just some of it comes from Marshall Faye, the sports information director. He gives me ideas. Other times I go to a game and I see what's taking place and come up with the idea. Some story ideas are just easy. I mean, like senior day, you write about the two seniors. football season is pretty much the same way. If a player's doing really well or has a unique story that Marshall tells me about, I'll write it. And it's fun because I'm writing to an audience who loves Northwest Missouri athletics.
Yeah, I know they really enjoy it really gives the website a more of an in-depth feel than what you see a lot of websites on the collegiate level.
And what I always try to do, especially when I'm writing features, especially on football players, because all you see is the number on the jersey, is I try to humanize them and let fans know that this person is majoring in teaching and he wants to become a teacher, or this person is majoring in agriculture and he wants to go back to the family farm. And it lets people know that when they see 45 out there, he's not just 45 making a tackle as a linebacker. He's 45, he's going to school to get an education, and he has dreams and goals beyond Northwest.
Now, you also had a great experience this past fall. You're an official scorer with the Kansas City Royals with their games and had a chance to score during the World Series. And just kind of talk a little bit about what that experience was like.
It was fun, one, because I'm a huge Royals fan. Two, because there's been scorers who've been doing it for years who've never had the opportunity to score a World Series game. And quite frankly, I never thought I'd score a World Series game for the Royals. But then when it happened, I remember walking from the parking lot, which was like three parking lots over because there was so much more media. And I was like, wow. And then when I went into the press box and I saw how much media was there and how many more eyes were going to be scrutinizing my calls, it was a little bit more pressure. But I went in there trying to pretend it was just any old other game. But it was afterwards, a day or two after the World Series was completely over, that it hit me. I said, wow, I was scoring the World Series. There was a lot of people watching and scrutinizing me, and a few got on me.
Well, one thing, you do a lot of traveling with us on the road trips, and the thing that Matt and I have a little trouble with is the fact that you are such a big Royals fan. Of course, Matt and I are both big Cardinal fans.
Yeah, that's always fun. That's what makes the trips fun, especially the trips to Oklahoma or even here to Sioux Falls when it's a 4 or 5 hour trip. So you have to have a little laugh. And you guys are Cardinal fans. And as you remember last year when we were going to St. Charles, I predicted the Royals would win the World Series.
Well, you certainly did. We can't take that one away from you there, that's for sure.
And they came just two runs shy in Game 7.
All right. Well, David, thanks a lot for being with us here.
You're welcome.
That's David Boyce. He writes for BearcatSports.com as well as the Kansas City Star and official scorer with the Kansas City Royals. When we come back, we'll take a look at the stats here at halftime as Northwest down by 2 to Minnesota State Duluth in the Central Regional Finals of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. 2018 to score. Back in. Check some of the stats here right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest down by 2 at the half, 20-18 as we look at the stats. Morehead shooting 32% from the field. They were 1 of 8 from 3-point range and 3 of 6 at the free throw line. Northwest shooting 26% from the field, 6 of 23. They were 1 of 7 from 3-point range and 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Morehead has out-rebounded Northwest by 1, 18-17. 4 turnovers for Morehead and only 3 turnovers for Northwest out of the first half. Leading scorer for the Bearcats, Connor Kirker, with 7 points, actually 7 rebounds. He's pulled down 7 rebounds. The leading scorer of the first half, Grant Kozad, with 11. No one in double figures for Minnesota State to Morehead. And again, we're at the half with Northwest Missouri State down by 2 to Morehead, 20-18. Back to get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now!
Let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 20 more minutes to go in the Central Region Championship. Northwest is trailing in this one 20-18 to Minnesota State Morehead. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, let's just go back to keys in the second half. Probably much same what we talked about the first half.
Yeah, I think one thing that it'll be interesting to see is with Minnesota State Morehead, they've had to work harder offensively, I think, than normal, and they've played a lot more defense than normal. So we'll see if that wears on this Morehead team as the second half has gone along. I have a feeling that's been what's happened in the first couple of games for Northwest opponents in this regional.
It's past 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Number 22, Paul, and number 55,
Steven. Northwest will inbound to start the second half, and they'll go from our left to our right in the second half. Again, in their alternate black uniforms with white numerals and the green trim down the side. And for the Dragons, they're in their home whites with the red numerals and gray trim. Minnesota State only losing at 3 games this season, 34-3. The Bearcats coming in at 25-6. Northwest down by 2, 20-18. The inbound comes to Pitts. He'll take her off the left side. Now out to the top of the key, down the lane right to the bucket. Lays it up and is swatted away by Sievely, and is controlled by the Dragons. Sievely with his 54th block of the season. It's a 2-point game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Right side is Prescott Williams. They go on the left side. Gets it to Vaughn. Vaughn cross court right. Is Lean. Lean back left side. They find Vaughn. Vaughn in the left wing. Brings it out near the timeline for Jordan Weaver. Weaver to the top of the key. Spins on Wallace. Bounce pass on the pick and roll. They get it to Sievely, who slams it down with two hands. He's got 6 points. And it's a 4-point game. Morehead in front of Northwest, 22-18. Puts out to the top of the key. What's on the left wing, Wallace. Dribble to the free throw line. Low left side for Cozette. Spins into a double team. Kicks it to Wallace at the free throw line. Takes a dribble in the lane. Back to Cozette left side. As Cozette tries to drive, whistle. And we have a foul coming up on Moorhead.
Yeah, that shot fake by Cozette caused Seavely to go in the air. He had just blocked the shot, and then he grabbed a hold of Cozette, who tried to drive right by him.
Seavely with his second foul. Team's first. Inbound Cozette left side. Northwest down by four. Wallace will backpedal with the dribble near the scores table on the left side in front of the Bearcat bench. Now takes it to the top of the key to the free throw line. Pulls up out front left for Pitts. Pitts trying to penetrate the reach in and the foul. Coming up, Prescott Williams reaches in as Pitts goes by. Probably number two on Williams. Second team foul in the half for the Dragons. Cats will inbound baseline left as Wallace will inbound. Lobs it out front left for Cozette. Hands off for Wallace as Northwest sets up the offense. Wallace to the free throw line, through the lane, drives, kicks it back out front, Pitts, three on the way, too hard off the back of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Vaughn for the Dragons. They're taking it across midcourt, left side. Northwest down 22-18, Vaughn through the lane, finds Seavely left side with a shot too hard off the rim left, and the rebound knocked loose, Pitts controls onto the baseline and scoops the pass to Schneider, and here comes Northwest from our left to our right. They'll slow it up as Wallace goes across the timeline left wing. Left side, finds Snyder. Now to Wallace. Out front, right side, Pitts. Pitts to Wallace on the left wing. Gets a screen by Snyder. Kicks it back out front for Pitts. Bobbles it, picks it back up. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles left wing through the lane. Bounce pass baseline left for Cozette. Up the shot, blocked away by Lean. Controlled by Seavely for the Dragons. Allett to Reaver. Into the front court left side to the top of the key. Dribbles left. Down the lane he goes. Slides to a halt. Out front, left side, Lean. Lean at the free throw line, brings it back right side for Williams. Out front, Lean. Lean through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Strong drive to the bucket by Aaron Lean. And it's now 24-18 lead as Moorhead takes the lead over Northwest. Bearcats won the timeout. 17:33 left in the game. It's Minnesota State Moorhead, 24, Northwest 18. Back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota with Matt Gorder and Studio Engineer Ben Nolley. I'm John Coffey. 24-18, Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Moorhead. Dragons right now on a 6-0 run.
Yeah, and it's not out of hand by any means right now. There's still a lot of time left, but you definitely can't let it get any worse than it is right now. Cats really could use some points this trip down.
They've yet to score here in at the second half. 17:33 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing 24-18. Cats will have Snyder, Pitts, Wallace, Kricker, and Cozette on the floor. The original starting five. And for the Dragons, going with Seavely inside. Also on the floor is Vaughn. Also Lean, Williams, and Reaver. So both teams going with their starting five right now. And the inbound comes to Pitts. Northwest in the second half, going from our left to our right. Pitts to the top of the key. Finds Kirker off the left side. Connor with the drive to the free throw line, spins down the lane. The left-hander runner off the right side won't go. Cozette at the board in the bucket. Grant Cozette crashing the board, comes up with the rebound in the bucket. He's got 13 points, makes it a four-point game. Northwest Missouri State trailing 24-20. Out front, Reaver almost lost the handle on the dribble. Pulls up, looks left side, finds Williams. Out front, Lean looks right side on the wing. Vaughn. Vaughn to the right baseline to the bucket. Right hand to the left. Rattles around and out. Cozette with the rebound for Northwest.
Cozette hurt his right hand or arm somewhere on that last bucket. He's been grabbing at that right wrist that whole time defensively.
Fits out to the top of the key, through the lane, bounce pass, low right side for Cosette. Now finds Snyder on the wing, knocks it down. Snyder off the right side with his first puck of the game. It's a three-pointer. Northwest is pulled within one, 24-23. 16:37 left in the second half. Lane into the right corner. Williams, as he tries to drive, a little stutter-step move. Forgot to double. Gets called for the travel. The turnover gives it to Northwest. Caps with some momentum. Snyder to inbound right in front of the Dragon bench. Northwest now with a chance to regain the lead. 24-23. Northwest trails. There's been five ties and six lead changes in this game. Wallace walks it across the timeline, handling the point duties this time. Directs Crooker to go into the right corner. Pulls off his dribble. Finds Pitts off the right wing. Pitts will take it with the left-hander. Double to the free throw line. Now out front, Wallace. Quick pass right side. Crooker goes low right side for Kozak. Trying to post up with Sievely. Tries to the right baseline. Underneath the bucket. Spins back out left. Fadeaway jumper. Rims in. And Kozak with 15 points in. Northwest in front by one. 25-24. Just over 16 minutes left in the game. Reaver into the front court left side. Out between the circles. Finds Bond to Reaver on the left. Reaver with the dribble. Back pedals near the left sideline. Gets a screen by Sievely. Dribbles to the left baseline. Fadeaway jumper from 16. Rims out. Rebound tapped on the baseline. Chased out of bounds. And it will belong to Morehead. And we'll go to a break with 15:42 left in the game. Northwest up by one. It's the Bearcats 25, the Dragons 24. Back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Northwest now on a 7-0 run, and they've regained the lead 25-24 as they lead Minnesota State Moorhead in the championship game of the Central Region Tournament.
What might be the most odd stat of the night is you've got two teams that were in the top five in three-point field goal percentage. Northwest is 2 of 9 for 22%, and Moorhead so far 1 of 8 for 12.5%. That's not a stat that we expected to see tonight.
Well, I can't hand it to defense for that.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And even the shots that are going up are being contested, and just makes it a lot tougher. And there aren't really that many opportunities to go around.
Coming out of the timeout, Moorhead will inbound near their right corner on the baseline. 15:42 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front by one, 25-24. Inbound, right side, jumper put up, rims around and out, taken by Lane, fight for the rebound on the floor, is controlled by Crooker for Northwest. Cats with a chance to add to their lead, a one-point lead, 25-24, as Pitts will take it across the timeline, trying to get a screen by Crooker. Dribbles off the right side, now through the lane on the right, puts it off the glass, won't go, forced it just a bit, and the rebound pulled down by Herb Bingham, who came in during the timeout for the Dragons inside. Now to Reaver, through the lane, pulls up, kicks it back out, right side Bingham. Between the circles, Reaver. He'll dribble back near midcourt for Minnesota State Moorhead. Now front left for Lean. Lean. Now to Vaughn. Vaughn checked off, picked up by Snyder. Out front with the pass, leaping up, bringing it down. Reaver near the jump ball circle. 9 on the shot clock. Back left side. 3 on the way. Nothing but net. Taken by Tyler Vaughn. His first 3 of the game. And that gives Moorhead the 2-point lead. 27-25. Just under 15 minutes left in the game. Wallace off the left side to the left wing, right in front of the Northwest bench as the Bearcats go from our left to our right in this second half. Wallace to the free throw line with the dribble, pulls up. Now front right side, Crooker. Again, the man-to-man defense out of the Dragons. Quick with a left-hander dribble. Looks right side for Wallace. Free throw line right. Now low right side, Kozak. Pick up by Bingham. Takes the jumper from 12. Off the rim. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Out of bounds. It'll go off of Wallace's hands. And pulled along to the Dragons.
Checking into the game for
Prescott Williams goes to the sideline. And Gijol Sangolo back into the ballgame. Two-point game, 27-25. The Dragons in front of Northwest. Reaver across the timeline. Out to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Out front left for Vaughn. Vaughn back right side with a pass for Reaver. Now left for Lean. Lean to the left wing. Guarded by Schneider. Takes it to the free throw line. Now out front right. Goes right side. Left-hander jumper at the free throw line. Left won't go. Rebound tipped in the lane. Hustling after Wallace for Northwest. Cats down by two. 27-25. 13:54 left in the game. Pitch between the circles. Back to Wallace at the elbow on the left. Wallace now turns. Dribbles out front. Left side pits on the wing in front of the Bearcat bench. Kozak comes over to set a pick. Takes the top of the key. Left side for Kirker. Kirker, high left for Kozak. He'll hand off, get it to Wallace. Wallace at the free throw line with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Scoops the pass out front for Kirker. Shot clock now at five. Kirker down the lane left side. A little runner on the way off the glass won't go. Gets his rebound and will bring it back out. Northwest to set up the offense once again. Kirker into the right corner. Wallace thought about the shot. Now drives, kicks it back right wing. Three on the way by Kirker. It's off the front of the rim into the rebound. Bingham pulls it down for the Dragons. Northwest down by two. 13-12 left. Into the front court, right side, Reaver. Cross court, left side, gets it to Vaughn. Out front, Bingham drives on Kozak through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, misses the up end, is picked up by Northwest. Wallace will take it across midcourt, left side. And Wallace to the top of the key, to the free throw line, through the lane, underneath the bucket, now dribbles back out, turns, fires the dribble. Trying to find someone, finds Pitts near the scorer's table off the left side. 20 on the shot clock, Northwest down by 2, 27-25. Snyder to Wallace in the left corner. Dribbles out. Right in front of the scorer's table with the dribble. Now free throw line through the lane. Dunn drives, lays it up, and in. Strong drive to the bucket by Matt Wallace. His first bucket of the game. Ties it up at 27. 12-28 left in the second half. Reaver across midcourt right side. They go to Sangolo. Out between the circles, Bingham. Left side. And finds Vaughn. Back to Lean. Hands off to Reaver out front. Reaver down the lane, left side, drives on Kozak, banks it, and hits it. Strong drive to the bucket by the point guard. 29-27, Northwest trails. Just over 12 minutes left in the game. Pitts off the left side, accelerates to the free throw line, through the lane he goes, hooks the pass left side for Kozak, couldn't hold on to it, ball loose, and Lean picks it up for the Dragons. Across the timeline with left-hander dribble. Accelerates to the bucket. Lays it up and in.
Nobody picked him up. He took advantage.
7 points and a 31-27 game as the Dragons have the lead. Wallace across midcourt left side. Northwest betting out their offense. 11:33 left in this one. Northwest down 31-27. Wallace left side picks. Fakes right, goes left, down the lane, up in the air, blocked away by Bingham, and he controls it and will give it to Reaver. Reaver across the timeline with 11:17 left. Dribbles right side, Cats could use a defensive stop on the left side lean. Bounce pass low, left for Bingham, turns, has Kozak on him, now finds Reaver to the left baseline. And ball kicked away as he goes with a bounce pass, and Wallace got a foot on it and kicks it away. 11:06 left, Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Moorhead, 31-27. We'll be back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment, including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Only 16 teams were left playing basketball in Division II. Northwest and Minnesota State Moorhead, two of those, and it's a 31-27 game in this championship game in the Central Region. Minnesota State Moorhead in front of the Bearcats with 11:06 left in this.
And the Bearcats in yet another close one in the second half. You would anticipate it's going to stay close the rest of the way as well, but Cats right now in need of getting some points on the board. Need to get a stop here and get back down to the offensive end.
Reaver will inbound, baseline left. In between where the basket is and the left corner, as the Dragons will inbound, gets the inbound left side for Singola. Now to Reaver, left corner with a ball fake. Gets Wallace up there, takes the jumper too hard, and the rebound right side, pulled down on the right by Vaughn. Kicks it into the lane. Singola takes the jumper from 10, knocks it in. That's his first bucket of the game. 33-27 Northwest trails with 10:50 left. Fits between the circles. Picked up by Fugel Singola. Will dribble to the right side through the lane. Little runner on the right side. Forces and misses it too hard. And the rebound pulled away by Lean for the Dragons. 33-27 Northwest Missouri State down. Weaver into the front court. Gives it to Lean. Give it over near the scorer's table. Bingham now between the circles. Right side pass finds Lean once again, guarded by Snyder. Drives to the right baseline, a bump and a foul as Snyder will pick up the foul. That'll be his third foul.
Number 33, Zach Snyder. That's his third personal. First of the half.
First team foul on the Bearcats in this second half. 33-27, Northwest trailing. Inbound, lobbed out front right for Bingham. We'll give it to Jordan Reaver. Senior point guard out of Staples, Minnesota. Picked up by Wallace. A couple seniors going at each other there. Crossover dribble through the lane. Spins. Pulls up. Free throw line. Takes the jumper. Rims around. Out. Rebound. Bingham on the baseline. And then we'll go out of bounds. And we'll have a foul as well, I think. Or not.
No,
let's see.
Out of bounds. They're saying it's Moorhead ball, but Bingham was the only one who touched it.
Yeah, that's what I just got a little concerned with. As he's trying to post up with Doherty there. Reaver, baseline left. Gets the inbound to Lean. On the left wing, pulls up free throw line left, takes the jumper off the front of the rim. No, and Connor Kricker with a rebound for Northwest. Cats down 33-27, just under 10 minutes left in the second half. Wallace into the front court left side. Bearcat fans on their feet trying to urge the Bearcats on here. Cats could use a bucket to strip down. Wallace through the lane, right side Kricker. Now front right for Wallace. Free throw line, through the lane he goes, and a reach-in foul coming up as he went dribbling through the lane. And Singolo will pick up the foul. That'll be number one on Singolo.
Fouls on number one, Ejo Singolo.
And that is the third team foul on the Dragons. Isaac Siebley back into the game, and Herb Bingham goes to the sideline for Moorhead. Cats inbound baseline left. Wallace to trigger it in. Gets the inbound left the lane for Kirker. Puts up the shot off the glass, won't go, and the rebound sees it rather Lean for the Dragons. Cats are really just getting one shot when they come down to four as the Dragons doing a good job on the defensive boards. 33-27, Northwest Missouri State trails. Vaughn out front Lean, drives the lane left to the bucket with the left hand, lays it up and in. Strong drive to the bucket by Aaron Lean. He has 9 points, and it's a 35-27 lead for Minnesota State Moorhead. And a timeout as Northwest takes the ball into the front court. Moorhead right now on an 8-0 run. Northwest Missouri State down 35-27. We'll be back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Moorhead right now on a 7-0 run. They've outscored Northwest 11-2 over the last 5 minutes and 39 seconds. There's 9:09 left in the game, and Northwest trailing 35-27. As the Bearcats will inbound following the timeout. Out front is Pitts. Looks on the left wing. Finds Wallace. Wallace between the circles. Kricker right side. Pitts once again. Pitts. Top of the key with the dribble. Now wants to penetrate to the bucket. Little hesitation move as he puts up the shot. Whistled and fouled as he's knocked to the floor.
Number 14, Aaron
This will go on Aaron Lean. That'll be his second and get Justin Pitts to the free throw line.
And
Justin just with 3 points in tonight's game. He's one for one at the free throw line. Had a drive early in the first half and was fouled. Went to the line and knocked down the free throw. And that's been all the scoring for Justin so far, but he knocks down the free throw here.
It's six pretty big free throws in the semifinal on Sunday late in that game to secure the win for the Cats.
35-28 Northwest down. Second free throw good by Justin as well. Six-point game. Northwest Missouri State trailing with 8:49 left. Reaver across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Reaching in, Wallace knocks the ball loose. Goes out of bounds on the sideline. And Christian McCollum, a little upset, he thought it might have been knocked off of Dragon. But the ball will belong to Minnesota State Moorhead.
Yeah, it went off Reaver's hip and out of bounds. That's why. And Coach McCollum had a perfect angle to see that happen.
Prescott Williams will inbound for the Dragons in front of the scorer's table. 35-29, Northwest trails, 8:43 left. Into the backcourt, the inbound comes through Reaver. Reaver into the front court, picked up by Wallace. Dribbles left side, out of a trap, finds it at the free throw line. Seeley kicks it right side for Williams, a three, rims around, out of the rebound, Northwest. Wallace with the board, gives it up to Pitts. Cast down by six with 8:25 left. Pitch into the front court. Gives it to Crooker out front out of a weave. Crooker to the top of the key. Now to Wallace. Wallace down the lane right side. Dribbles to the right wing. Now back through the lane. Stops. Pops fade away from 10 off the front of the rim. No. And the rebound pulled down by Williams for the Dragons. 35-29. Northwest trails. Just over 8 minutes left. Beaver out front. Looks right side. Williams. Dribbles on Crooker. Now out top for Tanner Kretschmann. Left side Reaver. He lobs it out at the elbow, left side. Seeley drives the lane on Kozad, passed him up with a shot off the glass and good. Seeley with 8 points, 37-29. Moorhead in front of Northwest, 7:44 left. Pitch to take it to the top of the key. Trying to work a screen by Snyder. Down the lane left he goes, and the dribble stolen away. Now they dive after it as Pitts on the floor, trying to get the ball back. We'll have a hill ball with Lean. Possession arrow should give it to Moorhead. And we got a timeout as the Dragons will have the ball coming out of a timeout. 7:32 left. It's Minnesota State Moorhead 37, Northwest 29. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
7:32 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 37-29. This is the championship game of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, Northwest needs to get some shots to start falling.
Yeah, they're shooting just under 26% for the game, which is something that is very uncharacteristic for a Northwest team. But again, when you've got two top teams playing each other, a lot of times offensive statistics are going to go down, and I think both teams are experiencing that tonight.
And the first meeting, Northwest was held at 31.4% shooting from the field. That was their lowest total of the season way back on November 14th. Dragons will inbound as it comes to Jordan Reaver, and he'll take it from our right to our left. 7:29 left in the game. Northwest down 37-29. Could use a defensive stop as Seeley has it between the circles. Now to Kretschmann right side. Lean come up big in the second half. Hands off to Reaver out front, being shadowed by Wallace. Out between the circles, down the lane left he goes as a runner goes up down from five off the left side. Reaver with 8 points. Makes it a 10-point game, the largest deficit of this game for the Bearcats. It's at 10, Northwest drawing 39-29, just over 7 minutes left. Right side Wallace. Top of the key, Kozad. Back to Wallace on the right. Wallace to the free throw line through the lane, stops, pops, fade away, good. That was 4 points, makes it an 8-point game. 6:50 left in the game. Northwest trailing 39-31. Reaver across the timeline. Looks right side on the wing for Prescott Williams. Cross court left side for Kretschmann. Back right side is Williams. The Reaver, high post right Sievely. Sievely out on the perimeter with it with a couple of dribbles. Pulls up. Right side lean. Checked off by Cozad. Lobs it all the way up front right. Reaver with it near the timeline. Shot clock at 10. Down the lane left side into a double team. Ball knocked away by Pitts. Here comes Northwest on the break. Pitts one on one through the lane. To the bucket. Blocked away from behind by Williams. And it is picked up by Reaver for the Dragons. 8-point game. Northwest down. 6:10 left. Reaver into the front court off the right side. Lobs it out between the circles. Sievely. Dribbles a couple times. Hands off. Gets it to Reaver. Reaver left side to the left wing. Left side for Kretschmann. And a whistle and a timeout. Timeout by Minnesota State Moorhead with 5:54 left. Northwest trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 39-31. Back to Sioux Falls right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
5:54 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing 39-31 as they trail Minnesota State Moorhead. Winner moves into the Elite Eight next week in Evansville. Northwest down again here with 5:53 left. Reaver off the inbound for the Dragons. Dribbles the left wing into a ball trap. Out front left side, Sievely. Cross court right side. A long three as the shot clock winding down. Rims around and out. Taken and missed by Bond. Rebound Kirker for Northwest. At 12 on the shot clock coming out of that timeout. And Northwest Missouri State level off the left side to the left wing. Wallace to the lane, drives to the bucket, off the glass and knocks it down. Strong move to bucket for the senior. And Northwest Missouri State trailing 39-33 with 5:22 left. Into the front court right side, Kretschmann. That's left side, Vaughn. Back right to the lane for Preston Williams. Up the left wing, drives on Kirker, hooks the pass out front, knocked loose by Pitts, and it goes to Cozad, so the Cats get the turnover. Wallace across midcourt, right in front of the scores table. Northwest trailing 39-33, just under 5 minutes left. Wallace to the free throw line. Finds Cozad, takes the jumper left side, short on 17, and the rebound to Lane and the Dragons. 4:48 left. Time becoming a factor here. Northwest down 39-33. Now front left pass is stolen away as Reaver tried to go a left side, stolen by Pitts. He dribbles into the front court, enter a bump and a foul. And this one more go on Tyler Vaughn. That'll be his first, fifth team foul on Minnesota State Moorhead. Northwest Missouri State trailing 39-33. Also inbound just to our left here at the Pentagon. Inbound goes to Pitts, now back to Wallace. Dribbles to the left wing. Northwest Missouri State trailing now. Wallace drives to the baseline, finds Kirker in the right corner. Connor out front, finds Pitts. Shot clock's at 23, 4:27 left in the game. Back to Wallace to the free throw line. Wallace, right side, Pitts. Tries right side to the bucket, lays it up, and in. Nice strong scoop move by Pitts. Scoops the layup up and in, and it's a 39-35 game. 4:13 left. Lane into the front court right side for the Dragons. Now to Sievely between the circles right. Hands off Reaver at the top. Checked off by Cozad. A ball fake. Gets Wallace up in the air. Now looks left side with the pass to Williams. 3:58 left. 16 seconds left on the shot clock. Northwest trailing 39-35. Reaver on the right side. With five on the shot clock. Out front. Sievely would take the jumper, knocks it down. And that is his first three-pointer of the season. And makes it a 42-35 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing with 3:36 left. Out to the top of the key, Pitts. Out front right for Snyder. Snyder back to Pitts on the left side. Takes it to the free throw line and a bump and a foul. That's going to go on Prescott Williams. That'll be his third.
Fouls on number five.
42-35. forehead in front of Northwest. At 3:26 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaquero and Trish Herzog of Vaquero and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaqueroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
3:26 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing at Minnesota State Moorhead 42-35. Bearcats had a little bit of a run, but that was a big three by Isaac Sievely. Their 6'9 junior stepped out on the perimeter, knocked down his first three-pointer of the season, and that was a huge one for the Dragons.
Yeah, pretty gutsy to step back and take a shot like that. And it was, I mean, it's not like it was absolutely wide open. There was a defender there, but he still knocked down the huge shot.
Plus 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Coming out of the timeout, will inbound baseline right. Wallace will inbound. Kozak, Kirker, Pitts, and Snyder on the floor. The starting five as Wallace looks to inbound. Gets it to Kirker on the right side. Takes it into the lane. Stops with the left-handed runner. And it's blocked away by Sievely and picked up by the Dragons. 3:18 left. 42-35. Northwest Missouri State trails. On the left side, out front, and we've got a travel violation. They went into a trap out front, and Tyler Vaughn gets called for the travel. Northwest will get it off the turnover.
Stepping up the defense to another level, even though they've been playing at a pretty high level most of the night.
42-35, Dragons in front of the Bearcats. Pitts into the front court, takes it to the top of the key. Cats spread out their defense along the baseline. Pitts down the lane, left, ball fake, up with a shot high at the glass, knocks it down. Big bucket by the freshman. 42-37 Northwest down, just under 3 minutes left. Reaver into the front court, looks clean left side. Now to Vaughn. Vaughn tapped out front, whistle, and we've got a timeout. 2:49 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 42-37. We'll be back to Sioux Falls right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
2:49 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 42-37. The Dragons with a timeout as Northwest has stepped up the pressure even more defensively. Then back comes to Sievely out between the circles. Right side goes to Lean. Winner of this moves into the lead eight of the Division II National Tournament. Reaver out near the jump ball circle, dribble right side. Shot clock's at 15, 2:38 left in the game. Reaver dribbles to the right wing, hands off Williams, out front between the circles, Lean. Started by Snyder, dribbles left side with six on the shot clock. Pulls up, takes a jumper out front from 16, rims out, rebound tipped high in the air over the backboard and behind the backboard. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State now with 2:24 left in the cast down 42-37.
Another big defensive stop for Northwest, forcing a real tough shot attempt.
Cats need to convert now on offense with 2:23 left as Wallace will walk across the timeline from our left to our right. Wallace now accelerates down the lane underneath the bucket, kicks it left side. Snyder open, three on the way, off the front of the rim, no. And the rebound, Sievely pulls it, rather pulling it down as Lean for the Dragons. 2:08 left. Across the timeline, Reaver now, so he'll take it right side. Northwest trails 42-37. Need another defensive stop. Now under 2 minutes left in the game. Reaver off the left side. As the Dragons spread out their offense, Wallace creeps out after Reaver, who dribbles near the jump ball circle, now through the lane. As he drives through the lane, misses the layup, rebound, tip, and it's on the baseline, out of bounds. And it belonged to Northwest as Cass did a good job blocking out.
Another tough shot attempt there by Moorhead. Really a forced shot attempt by Reaver.
42-37, Northwest down, 1:44 left in this one. Wallace across the timeline, dribbles left side, looks over at head coach Ben McCollum. Calls out the play, takes it to the free throw line, pulls up at the free throw line, dishes a low left for Kozad. Ball back up on the shot off at Russ. And they're going to call it a travel violation. Went up, hit the shot, instead gets called for the travel, and the turnover will give it to Minnesota State Moorhead. 1:33 left, 42-37, Northwest down. Cats applying some pressure in the backcourt now as Reaver will take it and being trapped by Wallace and Pitts. Lobs it into the front court right side, picked up by Williams in front of the Moorhead bench. Pass out near the top, and they get it to Reaver. Back pedals near the timeline. 1:19 left, Northwest down, 42-37. Right in front of the scorer's table, Reaver with the dribble. Shot clock's at 14, game clock at 1:11. Reaver guarded by Wallace, dribbles left side, trapped now with Snyder, dribbles left side, pulls up, and goes in the lane, pass tip goes off of Cricker out of bounds with 5 seconds on the shot clock, 1:02 left in regulation, Northwest trailing 42-37. 1:02 left, Reaver to inbound baseline left. Gets the inbound left corner to Williams. Williams now on the left side with a minute left. Left side with one on the shot clock. A long jumper by Reaver misses. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Chased in the far corner by Kozad for Northwest. And the Cats with 50 seconds left, down by five. To the top of the key goes Pitts. Pitts pulls up. Now accelerates through the lane. Up for the shot. High off the glass. One go. Pitts knocked to the floor. He'll go to the free throw line with 44.8 seconds left. And Northwest trailing 42-37.
He hit some real big free throws in the semifinal. And these even bigger attempts coming up for the freshman Pitts.
Isaac Siebley picks up his third foul, sending Justin Pitts to the free throw line. 44.8 seconds left. Northwest down 42-37. It's a 5'9 freshman from Blue Springs. Will toe the line. Sight shoots and hits. And double figures now with 10. 4-point game. Northwest down 42-38. Big free throw coming up for Pitts. 44.8 seconds left. Pitts back at the line. Second free throw rims in. He got it to fall. And pressure off the inbound for Northwest. Full court pressure. Inbound and a foul as Reaver takes the inbound and fouled by Wallace. That'll be number 3 on Wallace. Wallace picked up 2 early fouls. And that is just the second team foul for Northwest in the second half.
Yeah, what was an advantage, not many fouls called against Augustana for Northwest the other night. Now a disadvantage because the Cats haven't been called for many in this second half.
Full court pressure as they come in, a quick foul.
That's right. That foul means no time off the clock.
Wow, Harris gets called for the foul. That's his second. And again, Northwest in full court pressure. As Lean will try to inbound. Four of his teammates right in front of him along the baseline.
Foul number 3, Lyle Harris is second. Third.
42-39, Northwest Missouri State trailing.
A little bit of a mix-up at the scorer's table on who the foul call was against. So they're getting that straightened out before getting back to play.
3-point game. Northwest Missouri State could use a turnover here. 42.3 seconds left. Then the winner moves into the Elite Eight. And that'll be held next week in Evansville, Indiana. Lane will inbound for Moorhead. On the baseline, and he can't run on the baseline. Gets a quick inbound to Reaver and a quick foul. As foul goes on, Lyle Harris, that'll be his third.
Fouls on number 3.
41.5 seconds
third.
Left.
Fourth on Northwest Missouri State.
14th foul now on the Cats. Lane again will inbound. Quick hands, full court pressure. Quick inbound. Reaver fouled again by Harris. And that's his fourth. Now 40.8 seconds left. Still a 3-point game, Northwest down. Fifth team foul. We've got a couple more to give here as Lane will inbound in the far right corner. Just inbound left side. Another foul by Harris. And that'll be number 5 on Harris with 40.3 seconds left. Still a 3-point game. Well, came in, did what he needed to do there.
Yeah, he did, absolutely. Sacrificing for the team there.
42-39, Northwest Missouri State trailing. 40.3 seconds left. 6 team fouls now on the Cats. Alleen will inbound off the left of the Bearcat basket on the baseline. Anthony Woods getting set to check in now for Northwest.
Checking into the Bearcats, number 20.
40.3 seconds left. Northwest down by three.
Cats are going to have to hope for some misses on the free throw line. There's a little bit of confusion here. They got Anthony Woods into the game, but an official talking with Ben McCollum, and now Coach McCollum gets an explanation he's okay with the two thumbs up.
So now the Dragons inbound, baseline left. Lane looks to inbound. Gets the inbound to Reaver, and a foul by Anthony Woods. As Anthony has five fouls to give, now four as he picks up that foul. Stops the clock with 39.6 seconds left, and that's the 17th foul. So now Northwest goes down to the other end to shoot, or rather Minnesota State man, Minnesota State Moorhead down to the line to shoot a one-on-one opportunity as Jordan Reaver will go to the line. Not a guy you want to see at the line if you're a Bearcat fan. Reaver, 95% shooter at the line this year, 56 or 123 of 129. So Reaver almost automatic at the free throw line. 3-point lead for the Dragons, 39.6 seconds left. Senior from Staples, Minnesota, spins the ball on his fingers, up for the free throw girl. 43-39, Dragons in front of Northwest. Again, 39.6 seconds left. One more free throw coming to Reaver. Eyes the bucket, free throw is good. Cast inbound, down 44-39. Pitch across the timeline with 37 seconds left. Pitch, left side, find Snyder, out front for Crooker. Cutter at the top of the key, trying to get a screen. Now takes the jumper, three on the way. Mouth the back of the rim, no, and the rebound put away by Prescott Williams for the Dragons, and a quick foul by Pitts, stopping the clock with 25.2 seconds left. The Northwest down 44-39.
Fouls on number one, Justin Pitts. That's his first. Eight on Northwest Missouri State.
25.2 seconds left. Northwest down. And back to line, Jordan Reaver. Reaver trying to add to the Dragon lead. Free throw on the way, and it's good. The 45 points by Minnesota State Moorhead, the lowest total of the season. Prior to this, 58 was the lowest total at Minnesota Duluth. But right now, it's good enough as they're in front of Northwest, 45-39. Second free throw on the way, rims out. Northwest gets the miss, and a quick timeout as the alley goes left side. 23.9 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Moorhead, 45-39. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
23.9 seconds left. Northwest trailing Minnesota State Moorhead, 45-39. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, tough task ahead of the Bearcats here.
Yeah, it is. They're going to need to hit a three quick and hope for some misses on the other end from the free throw line out of Minnesota State Moorhead.
Moorhead as a team first in the Northern Sun Conference at the free throw line at 75.9% this season. Cats will inbound in front of the scorer's table in the backcourt as they go from our left to our right. Some pressure. Now the inbound comes to Pitts. He'll take it across the timeline. 22 seconds left. Pitts looks left side. Snyder squares up. Wants a three. Fade away off the front of the rim. No rebound. Two. Wallace at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Snyder. Another long three on the way. This time misses the mark. Out of bounds. 13.1 seconds left. 45-39. Moorhead in front of Northwest. Cingolo into the game. And Williams to the sideline for the Dragons. Lane again will inbound for Moorhead. Quick inbound right side. It goes to who else? Reaver, who's fouled by Wallace. Reaver to the other end to shoot free throws now with 12.2 seconds left. And Northwest down 45-39.
Yeah, give Reaver some credit for getting open against that full court pressure. He's been able to pretty much every time. And obviously, Minnesota State Moorhead wants him at the free throw line. So he's been able to take the inbound pass and draw the foul.
First meeting against the Bearcats, he had 11 points and 6 assists. Right now, 11 points as he goes to the line, and he has 4 assists tonight. Grant Kozak coming over to the sideline, the senior getting a hug from head coach Ben McCollum, playing in what looks to be his final game as a Bearcat.
Matt Wallace came out just a moment ago as well.
Reaver knocks down the free throw. So the two seniors in the Bearcat program getting a huge round of applause over on the far side by the Bearcat fans here with 12.2 seconds left in Northwest down 46-39. Second free throw on the way and good by Reaver. Now Reaver, a senior for the Dragons, goes over to the sideline, and a freshman into the ballgame. 47-39, Northwest Missouri State trailing, 12.2 seconds left. Inbound comes to Pitts, and Pitts will just slowly take it across the timeline with 8 seconds left. Pulls up, takes the jumper out front, a 3 on the way, knocks it down. Justin with his first 3-point of the game, quick inbound left by Kretschmann, who's fouled with 4.1 seconds left, and Northwest down 47-42.
Well, second straight season, the Cats are going to end up just so close to an Elite Eight trip.
Lost last year to Central Missouri in overtime by 1. Losing to Moorhead here tonight right at the moment, 47-42. Free throw rattles out by Kretschmann.
Moorhead hoping for a repeat of last year with Northwest going out to the eventual national champion.
At the free throw line, Kretschmann with one more coming, but we've got a lane violation. Ball will go to Northwest now. 4.1 seconds left, and Northwest down 47-42. Snyder to inbound for Northwest. Gets a long inbound pass, finds Crooker at midcourt. Crooker out front to the top of the key, takes the 3-pointer. It's off the rim light as the buzzer sounds, and that's it. Minnesota State Moorhead going to the Elite Eight in Evansville next week. And for Northwest Missouri State, their season began with a loss to Minnesota State Moorhead, and it will end with a loss to Minnesota State Moorhead. This time, the final score, Moorhead 47 and Northwest Missouri State 42. We'll take a break before we go to our post-game activities. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, studio engineer Ben Nolley. And Matt, you said at the start of this ball game that Northwest would hold Moorhead to 47 points. You would think that Cats would have a pretty good shot in this one, but unfortunately Northwest just couldn't get the shots to fall tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Northwest, as far as the defensive game plan goes, they played it perfect and did just what they wanted to do against Moorhead defensively, but Northwest shooting under 30%. They were 15 of 52 from the field in this one, so it's tough even when you play a good defensive effort if you can't get the shots to fall, and they just had too many shots pop out tonight.
The two poorest field goal shooting percentage of the season for Northwest coming at the hands of the Dragons. Tonight, 28.8%. Prior to that, that first game of the year, Northwest shot just 31.4% against Moorhead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, sometimes you don't want to say you can put too much focus on defense, but they did such a great job on defense. They expended a lot of energy on that end of the floor.
Minnesota State, obviously, again, Minnesota State Moorhead obviously played, did a good job on defense as well, but again, Northwest, they had some shots that normally they'd fall as they take.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, that can happen when you play a little bit different style of game than what you're used to, and that's what we saw tonight.
The all-region team has been announced, and all-regional team, Justin Pitts from Northwest Missouri State, has been named to the all-tournament team. Justin Pitts, a fine tournament, especially the first two games of this tournament, scoring 29 points in the opening game of this tournament against Mankato, and then 22 points against Augustana. Ends up with 14 tonight. So Justin Pitts, the freshman, caps off the fine freshman year with the freshman of the year honor from the MIAA and a first-team all-conference honor as well. Now an all regional tournament honor for Justin Picks.
Yeah, and when you look at point totals, he's going to go out as the leading scorer in the tournament, having scored 65 points total in the three games combined.
Man, I think the big bucket in this game really seems to me, but there's still plenty of time left in the game, but Minnesota State more heads Isaac Sievely, a 6'9 player. When Northwest had a little bit of momentum going, stepped out on the perimeter and knocked down a three, his first three of the game, something you don't expect, but that really seemed to turn the momentum in this game.
Yeah, he hadn't hit one all season coming in, and, you know, it was kind of a momentum changer, but it was one of those things like, really? It's going to go that well for them that something like that's going to happen? And that's exactly what did happen. It came at a key point. Not that it changed the lead or anything like that, but it kind of added to the frustration level for Northwest.
47-42, the final score. Morehead with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at the Sanford Pentagon, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, as Northwest comes up short 47-42 to Minnesota State Morehead in the championship game in the central region of the Division II National Tournament. Matt, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, second straight season, Northwest season comes to the close in the championship game of the regional, and really overall a great season for Northwest, but to get this far, you'd like to see at least one more step over to the lead eight.
Yeah, it's always when that last game comes and you end up with a loss, it's frustrating and may take some time before you can really reflect on how great of a season it was for Northwest, how young this team is. Even though we see a couple of tremendous Bearcats in their career here tonight, there's a lot of good coming in the future for Northwest Missouri State.
I think if you would have pulled a lot of people at the start of the season before that first matchup with Morehead and said that your season would end in the regional championship, you'd say it'd be a heck of a season. Before what was at the time felt like it was going to be pretty much a rebuilding year for Northwest after such a great year last year. But this group of players stepped up, pulled together, and put together a heck of a season.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, they'll be able to reflect on it and realize how good of a season it was eventually. It just probably won't happen tonight.
Northwest sees their season come to a close at 25-7. Meanwhile, Minnesota State Morehead, they improve to 35-3, and they move into the next round of the NCAA Division II National Tournament, the Elite Eight in Evansville next week, as they will play a quarterfinal round matchup and play the winner of tonight's Bellarmine and Indianapolis game that next Wednesday. Then the final score here, Minnesota State Moorhead 47, Northwest 42. Back and have the extra effort award for you and much more on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, as Northwest loses to Minnesota State Moorhead tonight, 47-42 in the Central Region Championship game. Time for our extra effort award, and Matt, have to look at the two seniors on this Bearcat team.
Yeah, I really think so. Not just for their efforts tonight in this game, but their efforts as Bearcats to help further this program. They really have helped bring this program along. You know, you look at a Grant Cozette, who was playing without his two teammates for the first time from Kearney for the first time since he was a kid, but still stepped out and was a tremendous leader for this team this year. And Matt Wallace, Defensive Player of the Year in the MIAA. And it's not often that defensive players, good defensive players, are fun to watch, but Matt Wallace, it's fun to watch him play defense, or it was fun to watch him play defense. So that extra effort award, kind of a career extra effort for those two.
And we got a senior engineering his last game on the Bearcat Radio Network, and Ben Nolly. So Ben doing the work here tonight behind the scenes and doing his last Bearcat broadcast.
Yeah, so for tonight, the basketball side of it ends, but the rest of life still ahead.
That is right. So we take a look at some of the other totals here from this matchup for Northwest Missouri State. Held to their lowest shooting percentage from the field on the season, 28.8%. Also, they shot just 3 of 16 from three-point range, 18.8% from three-point range. And they were 82% of the free-throw line, 9 of 11. Just 6 turnovers in the game for the Cats. So they did a good job taking care of the basketball. Just missed too many shots there tonight. And for Minnesota State Moorhead, they ended up shooting 36.7% from the field. At three-point range, they were just 3 of 14, and they're normally a good three-point shooting team. They're 42% on the season. And at the free-throw line, they were 8 of 13 for 62%. They out-rebounded Northwest 37-31, but they also came up with some big defensive rebounds, 30 for the game. And a lot of those there in the second half of Northwest was missing some shots. Cats just didn't have any second or third efforts to help out the cause.
Yeah, and there wasn't a huge disparity in the rebounding tonight. I think it just all goes back to too many missed shots for Northwest.
Individually, the Cats ended up with one player in, actually they ended up with two players in double figures, 15 points for Grant Cozad. He also had four rebounds, 14 points for Justin Pitts. Pitts was 5 of 5 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 overall. the two players for the Cats in double figures. Matt Wallace finishes his career with 6 points and 5 rebounds. Good performance out of Matt. And then 3 points for Zach Snyder. Zach just 1 of 6 from a three-point range in the game. Connor Crooker only had 4 points tonight, but he had 11 rebounds in this one. So Connor doing a great job. Just couldn't get the shots to fall for Connor as well. For Minnesota State Moorhead, they were led in scoring by Jordan Reaver with 13 points. He was 5 of 6 at the free throw line, hit some big free throws down the stretch for Moorhead, and 11 points for Isaac Sievelin, including that 1-3-pointer, his only one of the season. He was 5 of 8 total for the game and pulled down 4 rebounds. Aaron Lean had a big game, 9 points, but 7 boards, some key plays for Moorhead as well. Again, Northwest loses this one, 47-42. We'll be back to have more for you on the postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at JocksNiche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131 and store at 5th and Buchanan or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NWAV.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor L&P in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State coming up just short in their matchup with Minnesota State Moorhead tonight in the championship game in the Central Regional. 47-42 the final score, and joined now by assistant coach Austin Meyer. And Austin, a tough loss here tonight, but defensively did a lot of things right, just couldn't get the ball to fall tonight.
Yeah, we were really good defensively, and that was, I mean, it might have been one of our better defensive performances we've had all year. You know, we held them to 20 points at the half, and that's a team that can score it as good as anybody in the country, but we really just couldn't get anything going offensively. You know, Justin really struggled. He's been great all year, and he struggled a little bit tonight. Never really got it going. You know, he still ended up with 14 points, but and Connor struggled a little bit as well. Connor was great rebounding the ball. We just got some shots and in some key situations, just couldn't knock them down.
How much of it has to do with the Dragons' defense? You look at your field goal shooting percentage on the season, the two lowest performances came against Moorhead this year.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give them credit. They defended really well, and they did a good job on our ball screen stuff. So, you know, you got to credit them for the defense that they played. Like I said, you know, we still felt like we had some chances to score and just couldn't do it.
Hey, and got the ball in the hands of the people you wanted to have the ball in, too.
Yeah, looking on the stat sheet here, you know, Justin, 13 shots, Connor, 11, Grant, 10. I mean, that's you know, those are the guys we want shooting it, obviously. You know, Zach had 6 attempts from 3. I mean, we got the shots that we wanted, and Weren't able to knock him down.
No, it's always tough to end the season with a loss, especially a great season such as this. But when you look back, you end up the year 25-7 and a trip to the regional championship game. You have to feel good just about what this team has been able to accomplish this season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's what we told the seniors in the locker room and the team. You know, look back and obviously it hurts right now, but you look back and be proud of the accomplishments, winning the conference championship outright for the first time in 30 years. Sweet 16, obviously it wasn't our ultimate goal. We fell short of our ultimate goal, but nonetheless, our seniors, you know, they won 20 games, four straight years, three conference championships. I don't know if we've had a stretch in our that I can remember in our program, the group of guys that can say that.
Just talk about Matt Wallace and Grant Cozad. And not only when you talk about the record, but just what did they mean to this Bearcat program on and off the floor?
Oh, they've been unbelievable for 5 years. Obviously, last year, losing five seniors, and you know, the first thing you wonder is, where's your leadership going to be at? You know, it's a pretty new team. They led us the whole way this year, and they're just unbelievable people off the court. They come to work every single day, never have any issues with them. And they're really fun just to be around every day. It makes our job fun. Get a chance to just be around them every single day.
And no, they'll be missed for this program, but when you look ahead to next year, a great nucleus to build around for another year.
Yeah, I mean, we're very optimistic where we're at. You know, we have, you know, seven freshmen on our roster right now, and you know, we lose, obviously, those are going to be two guys, tough guys to lose. You know, the leadership, you know, Grant's ability to shoot it and play good post defense, handle ball screens, and then obviously Matt's ability to defend. He's one of the best I've ever seen. It's going to be tough, but obviously Justin will be back, and he got some really good experience this year. Most of our you know, core scorers are back. Got some other guys that are redshirt and that will be able to slide in as well. It's definitely we're definitely optimistic about next year.
Well, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us during the post game. You guys do a heck of a job and really make our job a lot easier, helping us out all season long.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Really appreciate all our fans too. The fan support all season. You know, two of the best atmospheres I've ever been a part of. Our last two games of the season: Central Missouri at home, Missouri Western, and then the crowd we had in Kansas City. And then here, I mean, this was three games where we had a ton of Bearcat fans here, people following along at home, listening. It really is, you know, the best fan base in Division II. And we have the best support staff in the country, Division II. So we really appreciate everybody. And like I said, fell a little bit short, but we'll go back to work again and try to get it right next year.
All right, well, thanks, Austin.
Right,
appreciate
thanks,
it.
John.
Austin Meyer, assistant coach with the Bearcat men's basketball program. Again, Northwest Missouri State loses to Minnesota State Moorhead tonight, 47-42. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfelt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph.
The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Central Regional at the Pentagon here in Sioux Falls with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, again, tough loss there tonight, 47-42. Some might look at that score and think it's a halftime score, but both of these teams played very good defense, and unfortunately Northwest just couldn't get some shots to fall when they needed it.
Well, it was in a very entertaining low-scoring game as well. You don't probably want to see them that low-scoring all the time, but with what was on the line and the effort that the two teams put forth, points didn't matter tonight. It's just a tremendous game to watch, tremendous college basketball game.
Well, this is a great facility, and everyone involved with Augustana that put this on did a great job with this regional this year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We've been to some regionals where once the host school is out, they kind of turn it in, and you know, the championship night or the next nights aren't as well organized and fun, but they definitely did not do that here. They were top-notch host, and you know, it's great to come up this way. Not a bad trip, a good facility, and I'm sure we'll probably be seeing some NSIC teams again in the future.
A couple of good wins out of this, winning in the opening round with the win over Minnesota State Mankato, an exciting finish to that one, and then that exciting one-point win Sunday night over Augustana. So two out of three games, well, all three games exciting, but two out of three very dramatic wins for Northwest.
Yeah, and you'd have to think, you know, maybe those first two teams didn't take Northwest quite as serious as they should have, but Moorhead knew better. They had a day to extra day to prepare, and knew with what Northwest did over the weekend that they better be ready to go tonight, and they were.
Tough way to end up the season, but it always is if you finish up with a loss in a national tournament such as this, but heck of a year for this Bearcat basketball
team.
Yeah,
when you get into the national tournament, only one team goes home happy from that point forward.
And for the Northwest men, looking ahead toward next season, the Northwest women, which broadcasts all season long as well, I think some good things ahead for the women's program as well.
Yeah, I really think both teams have an opportunity to make some pretty big improvements next year, even despite Northwest getting this far on the men's side. With as young as they were this year, there's going to be a lot of opportunity to build and grow, and I think both teams will be that way next year.
Well, fun season for us this year.
Yeah, it certainly was. Always fun to see good basketball, and we saw a lot of that this year.
And for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, they conclude their season 25-7 on the year with a tough loss to Minnesota State Moorhead in the championship game of the Central Regional, 47-42, the final score. My thanks to Matt Gorder all season long, and also all the engineers along the Bearcat Radio Network, including tonight's studio engineer, Ben Nulli. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.